This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Outdoor recreation is a $62 billion a year industry in Colorado. Arts and culture is $13 billion a year, more than mining or agriculture. These two economic powerhouses came together at a forum in Golden last week, hosted by the Colorado Business Committee for the Arts. A panel of leaders from Colorado-based companies like Smartwool, Topo Designs, and Icelandic Skis talked about how important art is to their products and their sales. Kristen Kay headed down to the Front Range to listen in. She's here with me now in the studio. Hi, Kristen.
Morning, Zoe.
So what are some examples of outdoor companies integrating art into their products?
So there are a few different models of how this can happen. One is what we see with Smartwool. They collaborate with artists to basically use their socks as a canvas. So the final products are pretty unique and also fairly true to the artist's vision. Another is Icelandic Skis. They use one artist to design their top sheets, and they've worked with him since the company was formed. It's more of a collaborative model. Founder Ben Anderson meets with the artist every year in a back-and-forth process of designing and modifying. The third is what we see with Topo Designs. It was founded by Jed Rose, who actually has a fine art degree. He said he wanted to bring an artistic sensibility to outdoor apparel.
And why are more and more outdoor companies integrating art into their gear?
Sales. I talked to Molly Cuff, and she's the director of global communications at Smartwool. Here's what she said.
Without question, our artist collaboration products sell out the quickest.
These companies see integrating art into their designs as a profitable move because it's a way to differentiate themselves. Although there is some risk in integrating art into their products, Anderson from Icelandic said if people don't like an aesthetic that might be a little bolder or more unique, they might not end up buying the product.
Do these collaborations ever get complicated? What happens when artistic vision meets a company that wants to sell products?
Yeah, one thing that is interesting about an artist that designs for a product is that their work will probably have to be altered to fit that product. Sue Jesch is the design director of Smartwool. She says that sometimes they have to lose colors or change details when they adapt a painting to a textile like a sock or a shirt. Jesch said the company signs pretty detailed contracts with artists to avoid misunderstandings about things like this. Anderson from Icelandic said, yes, there absolutely have been conflicts. Here he is speaking at the forum.
We would have yelling fights, you know, like,
do you want art or do you want graphics?
But he ultimately said that push and pull made the product better.
What's the artistic community saying about these collaborations with outdoor gear companies or with other products?
Well, artists, I'm sure, would have a wide range of responses to the idea of putting their art on a consumer good. I did talk with one artist who was there, Topher Strauss, and he said the idea of selling out or that stigma that like going corporate had at times in our cultural history, that doesn't exist anymore. He says most artists he knows want to get their work out into the world no matter what the avenue.
We've got several outdoor gear companies here in the Roaring Fork Valley and a lot of artists. Are there any collaborations happening here?
Carbondale-based artist Sarah Yule has worked with several companies like Outdoor Research and Merrill Shoes. And with so many artists and entrepreneurs here, I bet there are some things happening in studios and workshops.
All right. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
Kristen Kay on the Arts and Outdoor Recreation Forum held last week. I'm Zoe Rome. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.